half a crown. Speaking of eight, half a crown.
I think it was 5 pence expenses, wasn't it, on top of that beer?
Yes,
that
being
sure.
I remember. I remember looking at pretty ladies in those days, and the dressing room would hold about two girls. They wouldn't hold the girls, certainly wouldn't hold the team. And they had this kind of tin or zinc bar that they had outside. You're not supposed to undress it, they just want to, you know.
And a cold war.
Yeah. And if you were lucky, you were the first team off. And if you were very lucky, you were the first team, the first chap to clean yourself off.
Yeah.
If you were unlucky, the other 16 got in there first, and you were there next end kind of brown cocoa. Yes, but it was half a crown. Half a crown, yeah.
One thing I'd like to point out, you're talking about the status and the quality of referees. I remember Gough Powell, he must have been one of the last Welshmen, the referee in England and Scotland International.
Yes, that's right.
And he refereed that at Hampden Park.
He did.
And that was in midweek. And on the Saturday, his Football League match was called off for some reason or other. And he ran Cliff Kingston. And Cliff said, well, the only game I've got is a third division match into Liga Park. And Gough said, that'll do.
Yeah,
so he was at Hampden Park on the Wednesday.
Great.
And on the Saturday, he was on to Liga Park refereeing a third division match. And I think the fee at that time, was it had gone up, it was 3 and 6.
Yes,
but you see, that is the quality of, shall we say, our predecessors.
Absolutely.
In this league, in this association.
Absolutely great.
No game was too small for the referee.
I remember, not on top of it, but I remember running the line at, in Cologne and Barcelona. It's a very interesting ground. You kind of come up into the, you come into tunnels and you come up almost in, on the pitch, almost on the pitch. Anyway, I did it. And there were 60,000 people in the game. And on a Wednesday, midweek. And I come home full of myself. Like, oof, well, that was lovely, wasn't it? I was in Cologne, you know. This is really it. The game on a Saturday was at Chepstow. There were 6 people there. We'd gone from 60,000 on the wind to 6 on the Saturday. And it brought me back to reality. It really said to me, never mind about Cologne, you know. Never mind, love it. But never mind, the real game was at
Chepstow.
And that's absolutely right. Mustn't forget the roots.
Maybe we're going to be able to try it with the sheep.
Yeah. Well, they used to play by the station then. St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had to go down to the pitch.
That's right,
yeah.
Unless it rained.
Yeah. And you only had 2 showers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I refereed a cup final there. St. Bravo's. And I can't think of the name of the other place, but St. Bravo's won 2-1. And when I was going up through the crowd back up to the dressing room, the wags I had, we seen you up at St. Bravo's drinking with them. So when Mr. Jones was it with the secretary?
Yeah.
He came into my dressing room and I said, there's a point of interest. Where's St. Bravo's? So he told me where it was. He said, why do you ask? I said, well, because I've just been accused of being seen drinking up there. I said, I don't know where the hell it is. But of course, it was a local derby.
Yeah.
St. Bravo's only just up the road, but I've never been there. Coming back again to this association, you see, the East Mon League and the North Mon League had broke away from this association, but the league still come back to us to referee the cup final. There was a chap, Ernie Newport, was the secretary out there.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yeah. Right then, you are the gentleman.
Catbook is a team room, is it the other one?
The which?
Was it Catbook?
Catbook, that's right. Yeah, Catbook.
Local derby, you have a jazz one of the back.
Yeah. Local derby.
Right then, gentlemen. Can I have a vote of thanks for you, Steve Hawkins?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
It's already been said how nice it is to see you again tonight. And the number of occasions you've been here before, you've certainly lived up to your excellence of speaking. And although you might have said we might be falling asleep, I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, we certainly have fallen asleep. Certainly very interesting. And thank you very much indeed for coming tonight. We appreciate how busy you are. But we do hope to see you again in shorter time than it has been
in
the past.
Yes.
Thanks so much indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, certainly. If I can get up.
Sit down.
Well, Gordon, as Paul says, we do appreciate what you've done, and we do appreciate how busy you are. I was here when it was asked, who is our president? Well, now we know. And I've known it for years. And we've done some good things together, and you've gone on beyond all of us in this room tonight. So thank you very, very much indeed.